Check it out. You're smoking with Joe Thunder, and his podcast brought to you by the Content Creation Studio. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder once again, coming back with the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast. Got my co-host for the day, DJ Sin, in the house.
What is up, DJ Sin?
Chilling. We got the homie Elvis. He couldn't make it today, but Be Good Dispensaries, you know what I'm saying? Our official sponsor, Be Good Dispensaries. We got those dialing gummies. Go fuck with Rube Zilla over there at the Zilla Charters, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's going on, Sin?
What's up?
Just chilling out, things doing.
I'm good. Just got, like last time I told you, got the...
Yeah, you haven't passed out yet, like 3 hours, so we're cool. So I ain't had to throw no water on you yet. You ain't passed out, so we're cool, right?
I haven't passed out yet.
She still ain't smoking no weed. She ain't done. She's drinking water, eating vegetables, you know what I mean?
And the dialed in gummies.
Yep, doing all that good shit, you know what I'm saying?
Rubzilla.
Right. But check it out. We got another episode for you, you know what I'm saying? We got, shit, I don't even know where to start on this one, man. We got, like, one of the top motherfucking MCs, you know, bars, like... Guys doing it in the city, just coming at you. I mean, lately, man. It's like weekly. And he ain't just coming at you with a song. He's coming at you with a video. His crew is Barber Cut Uncut. They're in the house.
Barbershop.
Uncut.
Barbershop.
Somebody's had a lot of weed.
Barbershop Uncut.
Barber.
Barbershop.
You know what I'm saying?
Barbershop.
Hey, I have been gone all day, but we're making it happen. You know, we've got A. Measy in the house.
Sorry.
Barbershop Uncut in the motherfucking building.
Hey, Measy, though.
What's going on?
What's up?
Let's talk about it.
How you doing,
bro? I'm amazing, man. I can't complain.
I mean, you just dropped a song just this week in a video, right?
Yep.
And that's not even the first. Talk about that.
I mean, you know, we...
Grinding.
Yeah, straight up. That's the best word, is it? You know, we just... We grinding, we working, we just have, you know, a plan. And we just want to keep dropping on people's heads. Honestly.
Right. I'm definitely executing that shit. I mean, new music every week almost, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And not whack shit at all by far. That shit's fucking banging.
Nah, we don't make dumb shit. Like,
you guys are breaking backboards.
It don't make sense to make
Big
whack
Shaq
shit.
Diesel in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's good though, man. That's what like the city needs, you know what I mean? Any motherfuckers like Mondo over here and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know, Amy's Facts. And fucking Mike Coates and all you guys
we
over
got
there.
Miguel here too.
Miguel.
We need Miz. Devon. We need somebody like him.
Yeah. KB, John, all those guys, you know what I mean?
No, we doing our thing. You know, the thing is, man, it's just like, you know, everybody wants to create a team that can...
Solid.
Everybody has, like, different roles, and that's exactly what we do. Nobody kind of interferes with anybody else's thing, so...
It's no just, stepping on toes, no worrying about all that bullshit, all the drama.
Right, but we all have the same common goal, and we just keep going, you know what I'm saying? So...
No, you guys definitely been executing that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
what
you,
was
bro.
It this week? What was the name?
Blackout. It's Blackout. It's A. Measy and Poetic Genius.
Right.
We call him PG. We got a fire banger. It's from... produced by Mike Coates.
Right, you've been producing a lot of heat lately, I noticed.
Oh, he's been producing heat for a very long time. I just think, like, he's one of them people that got slept on for a very long time. So he's just, you know, in a position now where he can actually showcase what he has.
Right.
Because he's in, a team that can push him like he should be pushed. And it's same with me. And it's just we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, bro.
Right. And then the week before, you got high with, they call him AP, right?
Yeah. And Danae Simone. Uh-huh. Yep.
That was a banger for 420.
Again, produced by Mike Coates. We just put out
banger. That's what I'm saying, man. Put out heat for years, but I mean, he's been, I mean, everything that's coming out is
legend.
Like,
yeah.
He is.
You know? He's a fucking living legend.
And then what was before that? You even had one before?
Yeah, Gone All Week was right before that. Yeah, yeah. That was me and Grilla. Grilla BC from
Denver, right? And then y'all even got one before that, right?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly which one was before
I don't
that,
remember either,
but I know that I had
we
a song
went 3
called
deep,
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
Smoking
right
Weed.
That.
We remember three. We remember four. But I know there's another one. Before that was the Heavyweight Cypher.
The Cypher.
You talked about last time.
We put out a bunch of Cyphers, though. Like,
so I'm talking about like, the Heavyweight. I'm talking about the Top Dogs.
Absolutely.
We decided to go first, right? And show everyone was cracking.
Yeah.
What was up with some of those lines, man? You be killing them with those punchlines. What's
I mean,
up?
You know, my thing is like, I've been rapping for a long time, bro. And I've been like,
sleeping,
awesome.
Right?
Also,
we've been sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. When we was, when
they,
we was in high school. They're
kind of awake right now, but they've been sleeping.
I mean, they waking up. I mean, they've been waking up for a long time.
Right.
But, you know, I put it on me. It's more on me than on them. Mm-hmm. So, just so you know. But at the end of the day, like, it's like, when we grew up, we was listening to bars, you know what I'm saying? When I was in high school, when I was really getting into rap, like, it was all about bars. And so I just figured out a way to, like, create, make bars creatively. But I'm, like, mastered it now, in a sense, right? So I'm just comfortable, bro. So it just makes more sense for me to put out ciphers and stuff. Like, you know, my team loves rap.
Right.
And it's hard to necessarily find a team that loves rap music, but then they also love to make, like, hits at the same time. Like, it's hard to find that equal balance. It's normally just one or the other. So we're trying to find that equal balance and just keep producing tracks, bro.
Making smashers, huh?
And ciphers, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people tend to forget, like, that's kind of where it started, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So, like we are bringing that back, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not just in Denver, because I don't think Denver's ever necessarily had it, in a sense, but, like, in the world, like, we're trying to, like, put on for everybody.
Came out of Denver,
so. What I'm saying is, like, we're bringing Denver to the world, right? Yeah. So that's why we go out of town and bring other artists on our ciphers, so that people can hear us, but then they hear other people. Yeah. But we trying to come and, like, kill everybody on everything.
Cross promote.
You know what I'm saying? So. I think people.
It's a good way to expose them, anyway.
It's like the best of both worlds. All hip hop, though.
You know, I know we might have to collab with you guys. We got a little thing we do here. We've done it once, but I've done it before, called Lazy Sundays. It's kind of like a little Sunday kick it. 6-7 MCs just freestyling off the top about whatever. Got a DJ in the back, you know, dropping beats. Just, we've done one here, and it was like some crazy shit, Eric B.
Yeah, that shit was lit, bro. It turned out.
A lot of fucking smoking, a lot of fucking, you know.
No,
what
we
mean?
Do like stuff like that, but we do like it to be more organized, I guess you could say.
Right.
Because we want to be able to really produce a product and then promote the product. The content. We don't want it to be like a 30-minute freestyle cipher of niggas really just whatever the fuck is going on right now and you just rapping it. Like, we don't want that. We want it to be prepared and
right. No,
you
I'm
come
just
with
saying.
Your best, because we want like the goal is to showcase the best of what you got and present it to the world. Right. That's all I'm saying. Like,
no, that's
not that I won't be involved, like, because I love what you're talking about too. Yeah. But, like, on our part, it's just a little different. We have a little different vibe.
That's what I'm saying.
We
a collab, our vibe is different. You know what I mean? We bring some
I'm
shit together.
I'm just saying, like,
you know
we can
mean?
Figure
have,
out
like,
something
the bars
together.
Part
yeah,
first
absolutely.
And then the freestyle second, and, you know what I mean, make it all big and let these motherfuckers hear.
Absolutely.
You know
if it makes mean? Sense, it makes sense. It
makes, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But earlier you were talking about high school, man. You went to South High School, right?
Yeah.
Did you, like, guys battle in the lunchroom or shit, or how'd you kind of get started, like, rapping? Because, I mean, when I'm older and shit, but that was the same shit. During lunch, motherfuckers would get down and fucking lunch, and they'd get it.
It wasn't necessarily in the lunch room, but we did it at lunch, though, yeah.
Talk about that. How'd that get started, and how'd that kind of get you?
what
was your battle name?
My name was A. Meezy.
Okay. Always been A. Meezy?
No,
always
I was always Meezy, yeah.
Right.
Yep, that just carried with me. But, you know, I mean, anybody that went to South know what's up. You know what I'm saying? There was only a select few of us, niggas. Shout out to my nigga Tarian. You know what I'm saying? He know what's up. Nah, we used to battle niggas. It wasn't like every day or all the time or no shit like that. Right. But, like, you know, everybody played with it in high school. And there was only some that was serious. And then people would challenge you and it would become like a battle where it would seem like it was like an actual fight going on.
Right.
You know, when motherfuckers line up and one person's across and shit. Like, it was like a real thing for people. And so we got down, bro. That's kind of how you earned your respect and shit. Like, if you thought you was an MC, you kind of had to
go
against
that.
Whoever thought they was the best, and then whoever came out was, you had them bragging rights for a little bit, you know.
How'd you fare, man? I'm sure
I didn't lose,
right?
So
that's
you tell
all
me.
Know, I mean,
so you won.
Yeah, I said. What I will say is, I'm really one of the only niggas from my high school that kept rapping.
Okay,
and that's like everybody can say that. Like, I'm the nigga that kept going.
Kevin, you know what I'm saying? Like, you knew right away, like, you were gonna make this. Like,
I just
career.
Didn't. I mean, of course, I always knew it, but, like, life happens, and you know, you doubt yourself, and you stop, and you quit, and you
take little breaks here and there.
It's one of the hardest industries.
But I made sure that I didn't stop, though. I never stopped.
Always kept it pushing.
Mm-hmm. I might have took a break. I might have, like, you know, slowed down a little bit, but I never stopped ever.
That's because you love that shit, bro.
I loved it too much. That's yeah, I made a lot of sacrifices for it, so, like, I'm not surprised at the position that I'm in right now, because I made a lot of sacrifices to get here, bro.
Hell yeah.
Before I met any of the people that I know now, and that's just facts. So, like, you know, to me, it hits a little different.
Right, I feel you. Hey, talk about how you got your name, then. Is that, like, from childhood or
nah? So that it's a stupid ass story. I don't feel like telling it, but I'll tell it. It's like some young boy. It was some young boy dumb shit. I've told this story before, but when I was when I was in middle school, bro, we made a group called Exclusive. And I was trying to find what my name was going to be. And at the time, I always had an afro, right? Like a little juke fro type shit. And I wanted my name to be Afro Man. So I started going by Afro Man. But then I found out there was an Afro Man at the time.
Right, okay.
Because I got high, motherfucker. And so once I found out about this dude, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to just change my name to Afro Meezy. Because I remember Lil Wayne was going on at the time, too. And he was calling himself Lil Weezy and shit. So I'm like, okay. But then, like, when I got to high school, I started braiding my hair. So I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense to call myself Afro Meezy anymore.
Right.
So I just dropped the fro and kept A Meezy. And I literally just went off of that from that point. Okay. That is literally, that's
the. I think this is a
dumbass story. Because
I liked Afro.
I mean, people called me Meezy in middle school, too. So I think that's right why it stuck. Because people just call me Meezy. They never say the A, they just say Meezy most times. I think that's why it stuck, but
maybe
that's really
bring back the Afro Meezy one day. Like,
nah, I can't do alter it. Ego. That's terrible. No,
you could have a big that's Afro on stage.
She said alter ego.
I don't got no alter ego. Nigga. I am who I am.
Just an idea.
That's a terrible name, though, right?
No,
can
we
agree on that?
I like it.
That's pretty fucking stupid.
You like Tribe
Shout out Afro Man. No, that was an original name.
You trying to do like De La Soul or like Tribe Called Quest? Like
I don't know. I was like fucking 12. Like I don't know what I was trying to do. I don't know.
Hey, what was some of, what was some of the first hip hop you listened to? What was some of the first rap music?
It was all West Coast shit. My mom played all that, so it was all like Ice Cube and
some Yo Yo, some DJ Quick.
Yeah, DJ Quick, like a motherfucker. Yeah, she played
some the Second
to
None,
Quick.
Some AMG.
Yeah,
I was all that shit.
Yeah, Snoop, man. Yeah. That's all we was on, man. Honestly, that's what influenced me at a young age. I mean, besides rap, though, she was, you know, on her old school R&B. So,
right.
Yeah.
I think, like, a lot of us grew up like that. You know what I mean? You said you started taking that shit serious when you were in South, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So at South, I met my best friend, Tarian, and we... You know, at the time, I was already recording at my house in my basement. I had, like, made it, like, a little fake-ass studio and shit in my mom's house. Yeah. And I started bringing people to my house and recording with them. And at the time, nobody had really realized, like, tried to record a song.
Right.
Everybody was just kind of freestyling and shit. But I was, like, trying to make a song and shit off of this whatever I had set up, you know. And then that turned into a group. I met a couple different people, and they was down with the same shit. And, you know, we just, every day after school, we would go to my mom's house and make 4 or 5 songs on other people's beats. We were just going, at the time, what was the shit? What's the shit you used to get beats from?
It wasn't Napster.
It was, what was the one? LimeWire.
Nigga,
we used to get shit off of LimeWire. All types of beats. Oh, man. And we would just jack the motherfuckers and just make, we put out at least, I want to say it was 7 mixtapes in high school from my sophomore year to my senior year. And
wait, actual tapes or
actual mixtapes? It was mixtapes, so we had to, like, we burned the CD on
So CDs.
Oh, yeah, we burned CDs on this cheap-ass fucking computer and shit. But it would take hours and hours to burn 100 CDs. And if we would burn them, we wouldn't write on them motherfuckers or nothing. We would just hand them out to people.
No writing, no nothing, no contact info on the block.
We didn't know about no contact info shit. We was in the school together. And you know what's crazy is I went to go talk to my old high school last year, to the kids. It was like the first day of the school assembly type thing.
Right, right.
And
that was at South, you said?
At South, yeah. And one of the teachers that's been there since I was in high school was like, I still got your CD. I was like, that's,
wow. That's crazy. So,
oh, that must have felt good, right?
To keep it.
Yeah.
It makes sense now, huh? Right. That's what I told him. It makes sense now, huh? You thought I was tripping back then.
I was full of shit. You know what I mean? Now it's a different story.
I don't even want to hear that shit. I was probably talking about some dumbass shit.
Hey, how did that shit hit you, though, to have, like, your high school say, hey, we want you to come talk the first assembly and talk to the kids? I mean, that's some dope shit, bro.
It was humbling, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, not many motherfuckers get asked that shit. Oh, I heard it. I got to stop saying the word.
Nah, it was humbling. It was, like, one of the best moments in my life, for sure, just because you have to be very vulnerable around that. Like, that's, like, kids. They don't know you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're just kind of.
But I mean, they wanted you to do that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the people that knew me did. Them kids didn't know who I was, so I thought that was really, really dope. But you know, especially to meet some of the kids afterwards and know that they, whatever I said to them, like clicked. Like right. That to me was
it
dope.
It meant something to them.
Yeah, to know that I was in a position at a time. And, you know, one thing that I made sure I made clear was the people that invited me to talk to them did not believe in anything that I said when I was in high school.
Right.
They thought I was tripping when I said I wanted to rap.
Was it really like that? I mean, like, everyone, there had to be a couple people that were like.
Well, I mean, my peers, they, like, all my friends.
They're like, you're crazy.
But, like, all the grown folks, like, the people, the teachers and shit, like, they didn't give a fuck about me rapping. They was like, why don't you need to go to college and play football or whatever the fuck that you were already good at. Like, they didn't believe that I was actually gonna take a rapping career
really
serious.
That way though,
you know. And so now when they see me, they're like, "Damn!" Like, obviously they give me the love that I deserve now. But it's like back then they didn't believe in me. But I didn't care about that.
Right.
I just stayed on
my. Had your mic said that you stayed on my circle, no matter what, make it no matter what.
Facts.
Look at you today, man. Making, moves, making chess moves. Big
we
moves.
Still got more
Kings
more,
moves. Yeah,
we got way more to do. Yeah, but you know, I'm proud of myself.
So then, what happened after high school? You said you had a couple mixtapes come out, right?
Yeah. Well, after high school, we dropped a couple mixtapes. At the time, we met. Me and Tarion were in a group called The Offense. And his name is Tari, and y'all need to go look him up. Matter of fact, he's from out here too. I don't know if y'all know who he is, but yeah, y'all need to have him on this podcast too.
Yeah, for sure.
So me and him, we ended up linking up with my people called the Goon Squad, and they were the ones that introduced us to actually performing and like progressing in rap. It's not just about
not just making music now in the basement, but actually coming up.
So let's take it serious. Let's really try to take it serious at this point. Yeah. And so. Yeah, shout out to my guys. And we put out at least two more projects after that.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the things you're telling me earlier that I didn't really know, like being from Denver and stuff, and because like I grew up in a different kind of era. But you're saying like where you grew up, you usually just stood there on the block. It's not like you kind of went through the East Side. You knew everyone in the East Side, but you kind of really stuck to your own little block, right?
Nah. So it was like. It's hard to explain. So when you're from the East Side, like it really just depends on what you do with your life. So like I play football, right? I play Little
League.
You
get the pass.
I play Little League football for Prince Hall. So you meet a lot of people in that as kids though.
Right.
But y'all grow up remembering each other.
Right.
And it could be people from Park. It's normally people from Park Hill and people from the East Side. And you guys are all playing on the same team. Y'all don't know any better. And then you start to grow up through life and you remember each other from like when y'all was kids. And then y'all go to the same high schools. Y'all see each other at the same parties. Y'all see each other, you know what I'm saying, in the neighborhood at little functions or whatever's going on, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like when I say that, I'm saying like I wasn't just walking around everywhere trying to meet everybody or some shit. Like
you weren't rapping through the East Side.
Nah, it wasn't no shit like that. Like I was living my life and I was meeting people along the way. And just leaving my impression with them and vice versa. That's all it was. But you have to understand, like, when you're from the East Side, you just kind of meet people from the East Side. It's just kind of how, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know how that go. So it's one of them things.
Hey, so I'm talking about, like, some of the music you start putting out. We're talking about the Ned Flanders, you know, the nicest in town. And that's actually like a tight-ass seat, you know what I mean? Coming with like that, but being like, fool, I'm the nicest in town.
Well, I mean, just after a while, you know, we... Once me and Tita started to do our own solo things, I wanted to come out with my own album, and that happened to be The Real Ned Flanders. And I called it that because Ned Flanders on The Simpsons is the nicest person in town, and I believed that I was the nicest rapper in the town. So, and not in like some, oh, you're my friend shit, like I'm nicer than niggas.
Right, don't get twisted though. Yeah.
So I put that that burden on myself, you know what I'm saying? At the time.
Did you have anyone come at you?
To declare it. No, I didn't. No, but I needed to prove myself at the end of the day, you know? So it was kind of pressure on me. And when I did it worked out for sure.
I mean, that's definitely something bold to say, you know?
Yeah. I mean... In my opinion, like if you rap and you don't feel like you're better than everybody, then you're what the fuck are you doing it for, bro?
Exactly.
So, I mean, If you want to be the nigga on the bench and shit, that's cool.
Right, yeah. Fuck that shit.
That's not me, though.
Trying to be Kobe Bryant.
I am Kobe Jordan, Bryant,
you know
nigga.
What I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Are you a Kobe fan or what?
I love Kobe Bryant, bro. That was my, like, that's one of my, like, idols for sure. For there's real. Only, I only got a couple of them. Tupac.
Yeah.
Kobe. I'd have to, I'd go, there's a couple, there's a list I would like to go down with you. But those are my main two that I will name for you right now that I know for sure. When I was a kid, it was something that I actually looked up to,
yeah,
bro.
Pac is always definitely for there. For sure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like, they're like the type of people, like, when you listen to them talk, you listen, bro.
Right.
You can't just, like.
I think Kendrick's like that a little bit, too. You know what I mean?
He just don't talk enough.
Yeah, exactly. But when he does talk, yeah, he has that emotion.
Nipsey, too. Nipsey had that same effect.
Right.
Maybe it's the West Coast shit, though.
Oh, West Coast.
I don't know. That's that, mean? Like. That West Coast shit just is embedded in me, bro.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you about that next. Your style is definitely West Coast influence.
Yeah. But not, like, on
not
purpose.
Not gangster, but it's still, like.
I don't do it on. What I'm trying to say is I don't do it on purpose. Like, right. This is literally. I don't know why I'm like that, but it's just. Well, no, it makes sense when I think about it, but
no,
it's
like you're from Denver, and Denver is the West, and, like, yeah. Since I've ever grown up, we've been influenced by the West. Like,
absolutely.
I'm older, and, like, I got influenced by the East because it was earlier, but when the West came along, everyone, you know what I mean? It was there, and that influenced
facts.
Our whole
facts.
Rap fucking shit over here,
especially,
you know what I mean?
Especially Pac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When Pac came. Poetic Justice. I fell in love.
That's
shit. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking some Thug Life shit, you know what I mean?
Pac is a fucking monster, bro.
And still living to this day, he'll live forever, you know what I mean? That's but that was one of the people you looked up to, right?
Great. Yeah, you're my favorite for sure.
Nice. What other like stuff influenced you was around that time? Because there's like
the rap wise, you mean?
Yeah.
I
see you had a Public Enemy tattoo.
Yeah.
Takes yeah. Nations.
So I'm very I love East Coast rap too because I'm right. Very into bars, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there's like it's like an equal medium for me because I really love West Coast music. It influenced me the most. But like, I'm about bars like a motherfucker right. Though. So like, and that was what East Coast was when I was growing up. So
Rakim.
Yeah, Rakim.
KRS-One.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I love them all. You
Life.
Know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep.
Yeah, all
Jay-Z.
That stuff.
I fuck with all them niggas, man. They all got, like, it's about the intricacy with them, and I love that shit, bro.
What about down south? Do you fuck with some of those fools?
Absolutely. Lil Wayne is in my top five ever, bro. I don't care what nobody say. That nigga's bars are ridiculous.
Who is your top five? You got that offhand? No
offhand.
Particular, no particular order? Just say it, you know what I mean?
Tupac is above everybody.
All
and
time.
Then,
I agree with you on
and
that
then,
shit right
and
there.
And then
for
I'll name the other four, but it's not in the list, okay?
Right.
This is just for me, okay? Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Kanye, and Eminem.
All right.
That's my list.
What about you, Sin? You got a list over there? I don't hate to put you. I'm
yeah,
not trying
like,
to put you on
I
the
like
spot.
I like Mos Def, Common. I like Guru.
That's all sad. East Coast shit. You ain't got nobody else for nothing else?
Tupac, obviously. I'm saying just naming other people. Obviously, those are some of my
You went straight
well.
East Coast, though. Like, damn.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Not that there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm saying,
both.
But...
I'm all
East
love.
Coast
beat. I just love hip-hop in general. If you can't... You have to have the East and the West to even say hip-hop.
And the South, though.
Yeah. And the South, you know.
Yep. I'm going to go
all of it.
Tupac, Big Pun,
okay.
Slick Rick, Guru... And I want to throw Mr. Cheeks in there, Lost Boys. I want Big L, one more.
Well, you diving deep.
I know, you keep on going.
No, Mr. Cheeks is the shit. Lost Boys was the shit back in the 90s, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was listening to something just the other night where they were talking about him. He was running with someone. They were just taking up, battling for, you know, just crazy stuff, man.
I think top five is different than, like, who influenced me, though, because, like Dom Kennedy was my favorite rapper for a very long time.
Right.
A very long time. And Papoose. In high school, Papoose was not. It was like Lil Wayne and Papoose were like this for me.
Right.
And then, like, when I got out of high school, it was Dom Kennedy
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. And, like, you can kind of hear it in my raps because I have, like, a slower flow.
Mm-hmm. Kennedy's tight.
But he's not in my top five right. of rappers because he's not, like, a rapper like that. But the nigga is so
it's cold, yeah.
Cold, bro. You know what I'm saying? So,
let me ask you, like, a Papoose question real quick. He has, like, a song where he has, like, one verse. And he literally tells three stories in that verse. I can't remember the name of that shit.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. He had too many songs, bro.
If y'all hear that, put it in the comments or something. But like, for real, he has like one verse stupid. Where it's like three different stories. You're just like, what the fuck this fool just do?
At one point in time, he was dropping nonstop. It was ridiculous.
Bars. Like, you talk about bars. Like, that's the cat right there.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And like, I talked to you about that. Like, you said you don't like to really freestyle because you want to make it perfect. And that's absolutely. Like, I mean, when you listen to your shit, I could fucking probably think of a bunch of them, but I'm high right now. But I mean, you know what I mean? I definitely.
Yeah, no, when we get in, so I think people, again, I don't know what people think that don't rap, but like when, if you actually know how to rap, then like it's different. Everybody had, there's levels to, I won't say levels, but there's, everybody has their own way of making music, creating, right? Mm-hmm. And my way of creating is we're not gonna put on a beat. And I'm gonna go into the booth and freestyle a song.
Right.
That shit is stupid to me.
Yeah, that's to me is.
But people do that though, right? I know. And that it's stupid to me. It's not stupid to whoever does it because I know people that do that and make super dope songs, right?
Well, even like some of your idols, like you said, Lil Wayne and fucking Jay.
Right, but that's not. I don't mean like literally going there and just whatever comes to the top of my head. I'm saying like they don't write it down or they'll do exactly what we're talking about, which is freestyle it. I just don't work like that, right? Yeah. Because my mind, I just think too much about too much shit. So, like, I couldn't just sit there. I have to, like, sit down and really think about what I'm trying to say. And then once I know what I'm trying to say, then it flows.
And you can see that shit in the verses, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, every time I hear something new, I can't wait to hear the new shit. Because I already know it's going to be a dope rap. And it's like, the fucking punchline is going to be.
Well, I'm not gonna give y'all no half-ass shit, bro.
No, I already know that. That's what y'all are not about. That's what I'm saying. You just read in description, next level, top notch. You know what I mean? Fucking hip hop rap shit.
We like, just don't. We try not to like.
Ain't
we don't
half stepping dog over here.
Well, we set a high standard, so we can't like we put that on ourselves. Right. Like
you can't go backwards. Yeah. You gotta go forward. So
you goddamn know right. And I love that shit. Yeah, that to me
what's
is
tight about y'all. Like I said, I love that. Y'all definitely got the machine rolling. You know what I mean? But it started off like you said with some of these mixtapes. I've been bumping that Lessons a lot lately, man. Talk about that mixtape.
Hey, so Lessons, it was an album, though. I've never dropped a mixtape. Yeah. just so we clear.
Yeah, we clear.
When I became
album,
a solo artist as A Meezy, I dropped 3 albums and 1 EP. I've never dropped a mixtape. But Meezy Shuttlesworth was my 3rd album, and Lessons was just a song that. You know, I got, like I said, I got the beat from Scorp Diesel. Shout out Scorp Diesel from Colorado Springs. My nigga doing this thing in the industry. We definitely got to get some more shit in. But
making moves, right?
Yeah, he doing this thing with Nay Renee, too. Shout out Nay. But, you know, it was just, you know, just, again, we make so much music, man. It's just vibes, bro. We just kind of, like, you put on the beat and we create a vibe for whatever fits the beat.
So when are we gonna start getting some of this more music out then? Because it sounds like you got a vote. You sound like AP over here with 20 duffel bags full of music.
Well, you gotta understand, first of all, we've been putting out music every single week for people. So if people act like they don't see it, then they ain't looking. It's just that simple. But with that being said, we are coming out with an album. I'm coming out with an album in July. Mm-hmm. Okay, called Protect Your Energy. And it's the I don't know the exact date yet. We're gonna hit y'all with that soon. But just tap in, though, huh?
I love the title.
Thank you. Yeah, that's been my life for the last year or two. That changed ever since I started doing that. It kind of changed my life. So I wanted to make a whole project about it. It just makes sense. And I know a lot of people can relate.
Yeah, a lot.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, really.
Hell yeah. And then how'd you hook up with these guys, man?
With the barbershop?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. like I said, I met them at a video shoot for Jacob Campbell, and then we ended up seeing each other again at a concert. And then after, you know, once we see each other a couple times, we ended up setting up like an interview. And in the interview, they was just genuine dudes, man. Like, it just was one of them. I hadn't been in an interview like this in a while. All the interviews I was been in, it was like some like, you got a whole bunch of like weird ass questions for me and shit, and I like answered them 100 times type shit.
Hey, real quick, what's some of the weird ass questions you've been answered where you're just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know about a weird question. All the questions that I'm normally asked is the same shit that I've already answered.
I don't think I could tell that they were there to help.
Well, they just wanted to have a conversation.
Oh, okay.
And that to me was dope because I didn't know them, they didn't know me. You know what I'm saying? And that to me was, I think that was the best. introduction to people that I could have had, right? Because it was like, it wasn't forced. It was just kind of like a natural, organic relationship. And then I had such a good time, you know, that when I talked to him again the next time, it just was like, well, yeah, why wouldn't I? And then that, and then that turned into this, and then that turned into that, and then that turned into I Can't Breathe, and then that turned into all of a sudden we here.
Right.
You know, it's just, it was an organic thing, to say the least.
Hell yeah. It's almost like some meant to be type shit, yeah, man. These guys come in, you know what I mean? You guys.
No, for real. Like, it sounds cliche, but it really did happen just like that, bro. Swear to God. Swear to God. I'm not lying. So,
no, it doesn't sound cliche.
I think it sounds cliche because it sounds like I'm just, oh, yeah. Nah, bro.
No, your story's pretty dope. You should go with it. It's pretty cool.
It's going to be even better a couple years from now when.
It's good. It's,
I'm buying this nigga a motherfucking McLaren.
Like, right.
Cash. Huh. Oh, God.
Hey, so what kind of shit you guys got coming out within the next couple of weeks, next month?
So we got a song coming on the 14th. It's entitled Toxic. It speaks for itself, in my opinion. But so it's relationship.
Toxic, is that just you on the song? Or?
Nah, so it's Toxic. It's featuring me. Or it's me featuring Sydney Batty, Ralphie Sway, and Ro Humman. You know, so shout out to Roshi in Houston. She from Houston and shit.
Hey, where are you coming up with all these sick features? Because these are definitely people, like, you know what I mean, that not everyone knows. That you kind of, I mean, you know,
well, you gotta,
some of them are good, but you know what I mean?
So there, I mean, my thing is I like to collab with people. That's right. My favorite thing to do. It's like be in the studio with other artists and see how they create so I can feed off of their energy.
Right.
So that it's very, very easy for me to hit somebody up and they come.
Oh, for sure.
Because nobody else does that shit. So it's like, why wouldn't you come? What else are you doing? Type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we just create masterpieces, bro. Like, it's weird. That's how I know it's meant to be. Because right. We come up with some shit on some random ass nights that be like, what the fuck is this? Like, seriously.
That's
so
because you protect your energy, you know?
Absolutely. And we invite the right people. It'd be the right time. Some nights it doesn't go right, but then, you know.
But there are those nights. I've been in the studio a million nights, and there's those nights where shit's just happening, dog, and you already know. Right. Like,
it'd be 90% of the time, though, bro. But it's all based off of, like, making sure that we work with the right people and we have the right energy and the right blah, 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 and the right, you know what I'm saying?
And
you know, my people will they provide everything to make sure everybody's comfortable.
Right, right.
And we just create
who's,
the vibes,
who's
bro.
Being,
like,
who's
that's
being it. A&R over there with you guys.
We all A&R, bro. It's not no, there is no one particular person. I'm going to just keep it a buck.
So you guys are all.
Now, there's people that take the lead and shit.
Right,
like,
right.
But we all are in the room together. We working all are together. Okay with opinions.
You guys have, like, meetings, like, once a week or what? Once a month or once a week?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah, for sure. Once a week, at least a week, a couple times a week. It really just, you know, we just got
to
make it.
It's
as
a
long
business,
as
so you have to, you know what I mean? You got to let everyone know what's up, what's going on.
It's a constant thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yep.
Got shit cracking because, I mean, fuck, I mean, you guys are dropping videos left and right. I could imagine. Are you a guy that works all night long or what? Are you more of a day person? You more up all night?
I'm both, bro. I'm both. I'm the wake up in the morning, go early nigga. I'm the wake up, go to the gym, come late, stay late, wake up.
Right. I seen the
it just doesn't.
The Instagram this morning going to the gym, that was a fresh hat you had on.
Yeah, yeah. No, what I'm trying to say is, like, it doesn't, I just like to rap, bro. It doesn't, at the end of the day, this is my job to do it. So, like, it doesn't really matter what time it is. I don't have a preference technically, but at night it seems to be the best time to do it because everybody else is available and feeling, like, better off their day off or when they get off. And they just want to release and shit like that. So, you know, I used to work a 9-to-5, so I used to get off of work and go straight to the studio all night. So the way I think about making music is completely different than other people's, bro. Like, I don't look at it as of, like, it has to be this perfect situation where it has to be – I'm in here and I need my Skittles that are all red. It's not no shit like that, bro. Let's just go in here and create some shit. I don't mind if they're there, that's cool. If they're not there, that's cool. Like, I don't really give a fuck. And I've never really been the person to, like, bring bitches around and shit. I don't
care
about.
Do it, dog.
I don't care about girls being there. I don't need inspiration. It's just what's the vibe, and let's create a vibe, and let's go from there. That's kind of it for me.
Hell yeah.
I really love to do that shit, bro.
How many songs do you think you make a week?
It just depends on the week.
Right. Busy week. 3, 4, or no, more than that? Or am I pushing it? Am I being all high over here?
You are. Absolutely.
It's about, like, just the energy, yeah, like, how you're feeling. Like, you can feel it.
It could take, like, we could do 3, 4 songs in a week, or we could do 1 song in 1 week.
Right.
It just depends on the week, right? Because, like, it's all about the vibe. So if we create a dope song, we may not want to create another song because we have other shit going on, or right, it just doesn't come.
We might be feeling it one night and
so
stay
we just have, we just create night. This song and just all our focus is on this song. Or we could have a session where we have all these songs knocked out, and then I have another session by myself where I knock out another song. Like, it just depends, bro.
It's hard to plan, right?
I try not to plan it, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to plan something like that.
It's easier to not plan it because you make doper shit.
Exactly. Right.
Especially because we have so much shit to drop. We have so much shit to drop that I could, like, you don't, I wish I could, like, I'm not going to tell y'all niggas exactly
but what. But that means you're doing it
we
right.
We have so but much stuff that we're going
to
drop.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That y'all would never know what we actually are working on right now.
Right,
like,
right.
And that, to me, is the dopest part.
But that's good. That
like, for
have,
real. Am so I lying? Like, that's real shit.
That's good. Like,
yeah. We're waiting. We're waiting. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we can get some exclusive shit over here. You know what I mean? We got you all day. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, there ain't no exclusive shit dropping today, but I'm just saying,
I'm
like...
I'm not saying today, I'm saying in general, dog. Yeah. Nah, just...
No, I got you. Nah, we fuck with y'all. You know, we definitely gonna fuck with y'all off top, you know nigga. Saying? You know what I'm saying? But we trying to keep this shit going, man. Or we're gonna keep this shit going, should I say. You know, at the end of the day, man, we just want people to... We need the world to recognize exactly what we're doing, not just Denver.
Well, no, they are, dog. You know what I mean? You can look at the numbers.
Absolutely.
They're definitely noticing what's going on. You know, guys like you, fucking, they call him AP, Trev Rich.
It's a lot of work to be done, but we're doing it.
You guys are putting it on for the city. And you, like I said, you guys are spreading it everywhere, too, with the Cypher shit. You guys are taking Atlanta, L.A. I mean, that's the kind of shit that needs to happen, and you guys are making it happen. We appreciate you for doing all that shit, bro. You're bringing real deal hip-hop to the fucking masses. And
I mean, that's the way you got to make those moves. You can't just stay in your own city. You got to move.
It's important.
I've been playing y'all shit every day for someone that don't know what the fuck's up, whatever, and they listen to that shit and they're like, damn, bro, like, yeah, that shit is hard. Like, I'm telling you, and that's not even the first one. Play another one. They keep playing them, and they're like, damn, bro. So, you know, y'all.
Everything we doing is for everybody, though, just so we're clear. Like, it's not like we're, like, turning down features or whatever the fuck. Like, if it makes sense, it makes sense. Like, we're just trying to push the brand of Denver and then push our brand and push... Like, we're trying to push. That's it.
I feel
we're
you.
We're trying to do what nobody else is doing, and we're trying to push. We're
that's
trying to go
trying
wherever
to
the
do.
Fuck we need to go,
scene.
And,
yeah,
you know, you can only respect some shit like that, in my opinion, right? Like,
no, for real.
That's exactly
no,
what we're doing
to you
here
guys,
with the
man.
Podcast, you know. We're trying to lift artists.
Trying to fucking show
lift
everyone.
The city.
There's a lot of history, a lot of new shit. There's all kinds of shit going down every day. They need to know, and what's crazy is this thing's going to lift here pretty soon, and a lot of these podcasts are going to go away, and we're not. We're going to keep it rolling. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? Even bigger.
We're
going to
be at the top, too.
Watch. I'm telling you, watch. After this COVID shit, the lift is over. People are going to be out in the streets and everything. They ain't going to really.
Were out in the
a lot of these podcasts are going to go away real quick, but we're going to keep it pushing. And, you know, we're going to be pulling up, too, doing shit. And, you know, we're always elevating over here, too, trying to make it like a dope experience for everyone so they can see what the fuck's really going on with this shit we got going on over here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But no, we definitely appreciate you coming on by, man. You got any last things you want to say? Anything to the people? You know what I mean?
Man, I just want to say I appreciate everybody, man. I appreciate all the support that's always happened. Everybody that's followed me through the journey and that's still following me through the journey. I think y'all understand exactly where my struggle came from and what it's going to and what it is and what it's going to be. Like, I'm going to keep pushing. My team's gonna keep pushing. Shout out to my team, Barbershop Uncut, for sure.
For real, Barbershop Uncut, man. Hats off to you cats.
Yeah, man.
Moves.
Shout out.
We need to get Mondo rapping over here, though. You know what I mean?
Big. No, they're big. I don't think people really understand exactly what we got going, and it's cool. They gonna see it, but you know, at the end of the day, I just need y'all to understand, like, this is not a game, and I'm not a regular nigga.
No way, Jose.
I am really, like, in this shit for real. And, you know, shout out to every, like I said, shout out to everybody that's always supported me and that's always been there for me and that will always be there for me. And the new people that come into play, man, I appreciate y'all as well. But, like, you know, I'm not playing with niggas, dude. I've been saying that for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think people are starting to recognize it now just because I have the resources and shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, you'll see. I'm the nicest in the town, like I said.
Oh, you're definitely killing it, bro.
Thank you,
bro.
You're
killing it, you know what I mean? I'm sure you're going to continue to kill it. I mean, like you said, you got fucking, you mean, getting all the pieces in place.
The pieces is in place. Now, them niggas is being childish.
I know. What's up? What's going on, man?
They laughing because of me. You understand. We got our shit going on, but nah.
We got the team. Got some inside jokes over here. Laughing.
That's how you know they my niggas, because they laughing at my stupid shit. But nah.
Like, oh, this fool.
Nah, they know what's up. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got my back. Whatever I say, it is what it is, bro. At the end of the day, like I said, it is. We going to keep pushing.
Hell yeah.
We got a bunch of shit coming. Protect Your Energy is on the way.
Okay.
You know, make sure you subscribe to the Barbershop Uncut on YouTube. We got nothing but videos coming. You know, make sure you follow us on Instagram, too. Follow me on Instagram, Amazian.
Right.
You know, keep in touch, man. We ain't playing.
All right, you ain't playing, but you having fun, though, right?
I'm having fun, okay, but I'm not playing.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I'm having nothing but fun, to be honest with you.
That's what it's all about, having fun.
Though.
I make music for a living, nigga. Not too many people in Denver can say that, right, if any.
That was a question I actually wanted to ask you, man. Yeah. How was it making that transaction before we leave from saying, like, I'm going to do this for a living, fuck the 9 to 5?
It was scary as fuck, bro.
Right.
It was hella scary. It was one of them situations where you don't... It's like, okay, I could do it, but what am I going to do once I do it?
Right.
And then you go through that phase of, like, you did it, and it's like, okay, what now? You know, right. In a couple of months, you're like, okay, damn, that was a dumbass decision. Right? And then a couple of months later, you're like, nah, that was a great decision. I got exactly what I wanted to, and then you just have to build from that. And then you just keep building, bro.
Double
That's
up.
It.
You got to experience.
And it's God's plan, bro. Like, you have to take that leap of faith. And, again, I didn't know I was going to be in the situation that I am in when I quit my job. I just hope people understand that. Like, I did not know that at all. I did not know him
right
when I quit my job. Period. This shit happened because I manifested this to happen.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I took that leap of faith. I manifested it before I took the leap of faith. And I was like, and when, like I said, when I said I quit my job, and 2 months later, I was like, what the fuck did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a real thought in my head. But I kept going.
Persevere.
I was scared as fuck. I'm like, what kind of nigga gonna quit his job that he been working at for 5 years and then go
Where
back
was he to, working if you don't mind me asking.
Job. I worked at Santander. Shout out my Santander niggas. Yes.
What's that? What's Santander?
It was like a call center, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And they helped me out a lot. Like, they helped me survive for 3 years at least. And I met a lot of people along the way. They helped, shit, that job helped me sell out the Bluebird.
Right,
in our
right.
reality.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't. I was supposed to go through that part of it, but like, I knew that I had to take a leap of faith, and you know, when I did, other things were presented to me, and it just Start you know life bit. Just happened, bro. I don't know,
you have
you know,
to take the
I
risk.
Think
you have to be
it,
available
yeah.
to be able to do everything.
It was the universe, and it was hard work, and it was manifestation, and it's just you just have to
yeah.
everything makes sense, but you have to believe it, and I believed it, and we are where we are, and we gonna keep going. Hell that's yeah. all it is, you know what I'm saying? Like that's. Honestly, what I believe with my heart, you know what I'm saying?
And that's why you a legend.
Facts.
Facts.
Facts. You hear me?
Facts.
A living legend's like that. Nah, I don't like to be called a legend. I fucking hate that shit.
I like
I'm way
you
too
a
young
legend.
To be called a legend.
Well, I'm
I've done legendary that. Shit, but I don't know about the legend part yet.
A legend you know in Denver, saying? Okay? Is that
right? Nah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
All right, so I got a like, couple questions for you real quick, all yeah. right? So I know you already don't like blunts, but blunts or joints?
Joints.
The Saint Ives or Old English?
Old English.
Fucking Nike, Adidas?
Nike.
West Coast, East Coast?
West Coast.
Down South Detroit or up Midwest?
You said Down South Detroit?
No, down like South. Or, I'm sorry. Down South or Midwest? You know.
Oh, Down South.
Down South?
Yeah.
Do you like fucking CDs or cassettes? No. What? You don't even know what those are.
CDs, no. Yeah. I'm like, I remember cassettes, but nah, fuck a CD or a cassette. I need CDs, nigga.
Man, I already know this one, Tupac or Biggie.
Tupac.
All day. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming on by, brother. You know what I mean? Thank you guys you, are always brother. Welcome here at the show.
Always.
You know what I mean? Good interview. Y'all learn you know, a little about Amy over here.
Tap in, man.
Barbershop Uncut over here. You know, Joe Thunder, Sid, DJ Sin, Elvis, Be Good Dispenser. Yeah.
Javon over there with that fucked up ass haircut. Let's put the camera on this guy.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to put the camera on you. Turn it around real quick.
I wish you could see his face right now.
He's giving you that doo-doo look.
Hair looks great.
You might fight you.
He's upset. He's upset.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How is he not going to be lined up when y'all the barbershop?
Cuz just came from out of town. He's okay. Yeah, let him live. Okay, let him live.
All right. So with you, Sin, you got anything going on this week? Same old shit.
Yeah, I told you the last one, but I'll tell you again. I got it's Cinco de Mayo celebration. I'm doing Toro Latin Cuisine restaurant at night from 4 to 7 p.m. That's in Cherry Creek. And then during the day, I'm also doing Improper City with Downtown Health.
Right. And you can find her here on the Smoke and Joe Thunder podcast, Elvis, Be Good Dispensaries, Content Creation Studios. We are out of here. Later.
Peace.